Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Williams, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the Gospel of Luke this morning. We're in chapter 14 today with our practice, and that's verses 25 through 33. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or, what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Sometimes we feel like this is some pretty harsh words from Jesus, but today in Luke 14, verses 25 through 33, Jesus presents a powerful call to discipleship that challenges us to reassess the priorities in our lives. He emphasizes the importance of renouncing all our possessions and relationships. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. This radical call to prioritize our commitment to Christ over everything else frees us from the distractions of worldly attachments and paves the way for a more profound engagement with those who are lost, lonely, or suffering. When we renounce our possessions and desires, we find that we can focus more clearly on the needs of those around us. It is a deliberate choice to turn our attention towards missions of love and compassion, to share the good news of salvation with those who feel forgotten or imprisoned by their circumstances. This commitment to love and serve can manifest in many ways, through acts of kindness, listening to the weary, serving the imprisoned, or even offering companionship to the dying. For example, I recently drove 7 hours round trip to share the message of hope with a dying friend. In that act of selflessness, I felt the weight of my own desires lift, replaced by a Christ-like love for someone in need. Such movements and moments remind us that the true fulfillment comes not from our possessions, but from giving ourselves to others, following the path of Christ who prioritized the lost over the comfort of the familiar. As we say, God bless you, Edgar Bruce. As we reflect on this scripture, let us remember that renouncing our attachments opens our hearts to love without restraint, allowing us to be vessels of God's grace in a world desperate for his light. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Luke 14. It's verses 25 through 33. We've got a 5 stanza poem. It's titled, Even His Own Life One Must Hate. In the crowd, his voice rings clear. Deny yourself, cast off all fear. For those who seek must forget the cost. To find true life is all but lost. With every burden shed away, we turn our eyes to where they stray. The lonely hearts and souls in pain, in service, love, our lives we gain. To hate our ties we wrestle still, yet love blooms bright amidst the will. For in the loss of worldly gain, we find the joy that breaks the chain. A cross awaits, a path that's steep, yet call we heed, our hearts don't weep. For Christ our guide through trials shows the strength to love, to risk, to grow. So let us walk where shadows lie, with open hearts and arms held high. For in renouncing all we claim, we gain the joy of sharing His name. Amen. I am Thomas Shookruz Wiggins. It's September 7, 2025, recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. On UniversalUtterings.com, we practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. We're in the prison today as we move towards Avon Park to share with those who are in need the good news of salvation. Amen. Think of the name of Jesus, and you too will love Him over your own life. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.